5 minutes past the hour, Men's Day 2019 continues. Great to have Rob Cassidy back in studio with us. Rob, first of all, we got to get that Super Bowl pick coming up next Sunday. New England, the LA Rams, right now of our guests, each have selected eight. It's tied up 8-8. So you could possibly be a tiebreaker right now.
Well, I'm not the final one on the show.
No, so that's true.
At the present time, I will break the tie.
Okay.
My heart is with the Rams, my brain is with the Patriots. You can't go against New England in the Super Bowl. They've been there too many times.
Crazy.
They have Tom Brady at quarterback.
Amazing how many times they've been there. It's incredible.
It is. It was a great playoffs this year. They have, I think, the four best teams made
yeah.
it to the division finals, and it should be a great Super Bowl game. So, unfortunately, the
New England
game last week was with the Saints and the Rams ended in a controversial fashion, but I guess that's the way it goes.
Yeah, it was not only pass interference, but it was like helmet to helmet.
There was
like three penalties that he could have called.
Right.
Make your pick.
Yeah.
and he selected none. Now, I had earlier in the day, a guest was talking about, the previous game, or the final game where New England won in an overtime, and the fact that Kansas City did not get an opportunity with the football because New England scored a touchdown. I said, well, originally it was if you got a field goal, you would win.
Right.
And I said, I like the college football way of deciding the overtime. What are your thoughts on that? Because I know you're a big college football fan.
100% behind you there, Gary. First of all, I've long been a college football fan like you over professional football, and lifetime Iowa fan. But I love the rule in college. I love the rule in high school where each team gets a set of downs from, I think high school is the 10-yard line. Right. College, it's the 25-yard line. Give each team an equal chance to score and just keep going until one team outplays the other. But to have it come down to the flip of a coin, which, if you score a touchdown, it basically does come down to the flip of the coin. If you win the coin flip, you have a chance to put the other team away. And I just don't think that's a fair way to decide a football game, especially when you're talking about who's going to be playing in the Super Bowl.
And I know with college, is it the third overtime that you have to go for two instead of kick the extra point,
which
I think is great also?
Yeah, I can't remember which college game I saw earlier this year. I believe LSU was one of the teams, and it might have been Texas A&M was the other team.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it went to six overtimes. And I was just glued to the television. They were just trading, punch for punch. And it was a great game, and I think it's a great sport. It's my favorite sport of all, college football.
You mentioned Iowa, and, of course, they had an outstanding year, win a bowl game. But they are losing some quality people, a couple of good tight ends, and now a Nelson out of the defensive line.
Yeah. And Amani Hooker at
yes.
the outside linebacker
yes.
position as well. So great talent there. I think all four of those guys back, Iowa's clearly the favorite to win the Big Ten West next year. I think in spite of those four losses, I still think that I will be at the top of the list on a lot of prognosticators' preseason picks to win the Big Ten West. There's still a lot of talent in that program. Defensive line is still really strong. A great returning quarterback and Nathan Stanley.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a chance to break a lot of the quarterback records that have been held at Iowa for a long time. The tight end, that will probably be the biggest loss, the two tight ends, and hopefully someone can step up and fill that void. So
maybe Marv Cook's boy. Who knows?
Yeah, likely we'll see the field quite a bit next
I didn't realize he's going to be a senior, Drew Cook.
Yeah, I didn't realize that either.
Yeah.
But I think he spent a couple of years at the quarterback position
right.
and never saw the playing field. Mm-hmm. And then he spent 1 year at tight end, and now he's going into his senior year. So,
yeah, it goes by in a hurry, no
it
doubt
does.
About that.
It does.
Well, something that's not going by in a hurry is our winter weather. It looks like it's going to be here for a while, but out at Paul's, you can certainly help the people.
We can. I've always believed that weather drives our business more than any other single factor, more than the economy. It's just, if we get extreme weather, it really helps our business. And so in the wintertime, if you can get a lot of cold, a lot of snow, it really creates a demand for specific types of goods. Same thing in the summertime. You know, if you get an early spring, great weather, it can really drive demand for our lawn and garden or sporting goods. So right now, we're in for a long, steady haul of winter with a lot of snow currently on the ground, a lot of really cold temperatures. In fact, I'm seeing next week that we're looking at highs in the, you know, maybe 10 degrees below zero.
Yeah, Wednesday's high is supposed to be minus six.
So just to let everyone know out there that we're still super well stocked on all winter goods. I know a lot of stores start to clear out their winter goods shortly after Christmas. We're a big believer in keeping those products on the shelf through the end of the season. So we got a great supply of shovels, ice melt, sand tubes. In the automotive category, you know, plenty of antifreeze, heat, battery chargers, jumper cables, ice scrapers. Ice fishing's finally starting to take off. You know, it was mild there in November and December, but now with the colder temperatures, ice is getting thick out there. So we're going to start seeing a lot of people heading out to area ponds and start ice fishing. We have plenty of ice fishing equipment. School's been canceled quite a bit lately, so we got plenty of sleds and ice skates for the kids to get out of the house and get on the hills and have some fun. Plenty of heaters, hand and toe warmers, long underwear, a great selection of Carhartt. Carhartt really starts flying off the shelves when it gets really cold, especially for those people working on the farms and construction sites. Plenty of ski bibs, gloves, stocking caps, and plenty of snow boots for mom, dad, and the kids. So, again, come out, see our staff. They'd be glad to help find you whatever you need. But we can definitely take care of some of your needs during this cold weather stretch.
You mentioned Carhartt, and that is one of the great name brands that you do offer at Paul's. And I think we should let people know that. I mean, when you go to Paul's, you're going to find quality name brand merchandise no matter what you're looking for.
Yeah, we really pride ourselves on some of the vendor partners that we have, and a lot of these brands you will not find in area discount stores. So Carhartt specifically in terms of workwear, but in athletic apparel, great selection, Nike and Under Armour athletic wear, you know, Silver jeans, Traeger smokers, Yeti coolers. So we really, you know, when Walmart came to town years ago, we made a conscious decision that, you know, you're not going to win a head-to-head battle with Walmart. So you need to emphasize service, taking care of the customer. You also need to merchandise yourself around the competition so you're not going head-to-head with them on all categories. You need to find niches and build those niches. And we've always been known for, you know, sporting goods. We've always been known for, you know, especially hunting and fishing, but we sell a lot of baseball equipment in the spring and summer. We've always been known for lawn and garden. We've had great lawn and garden managers that really know their stuff. And we have a great greenhouse with nice looking plants. And, you know, pets become a great niche, but you have to find niches. You got to be known for something in this day and age. And we still carry all categories throughout the store, but you got to have those main niche categories that will drive customers through your doors.
So do you think that's why you win all those River City Choice Awards? Because I mean, you're awarded in how many categories?
Yeah, we, and again, I mean, the ones that we're winning are the ones that we've been strong in for years. You know, we were voted best hunting and fishing again this year. We were voted best sporting goods, best lawn and garden, best pet supplies. And then men's clothing. And again, you know, it goes back to, you know, a lot of those first three probably wouldn't surprise any customer that's familiar with Paul's Discount, because if you ask most people on the street, you know, do you shop at Paul's and what do you shop at Paul's for? Probably 4 out of 5 people, the first thing out of their mouth is going to be sporting goods, hunting, fishing, or lawn and garden. But pet has become bigger and bigger all the time. We carry a lot of organic type pet foods that you don't find in the mass merchants and the discount stores and the grocery stores, but better quality pet foods. And more customers seem to want to give their pets that better food. It's easier on their digestive system. And then with men's clothing, you know, it comes down to the deep selection and the great pricing that we have on Carhartt work apparel and work boots. So
yeah, no doubt the workman in this area knows to go to Paul's for the quality.
And we try to pride ourselves as well on not only carrying those brands, but staying in stock in those brands. We're constantly reordering, so we're trying not to run out of sizes, and having a like I said, a great price on them. And also, when it comes to apparel, you want to make sure you have a good size selection. So we carry, you know, that in large sizes as well. So, you know, if someone needs a 3X, we have it.
We're going to talk with more with Rob Cassidy and after we check the weather, but first this word.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's time now for the Storm Track 8 weather forecast brought to you by Midas.
Good afternoon, everybody. Snow coming down across the area this afternoon. Not going to be much, but just enough to make things slick. About an inch, especially to the east of the Mississippi River. Overnight tonight, we go back down below zero. Heading through our day Saturday, a few snow showers are possible, and temperatures are going to be quite cold. Still highs only around 14. Snow develops Sunday night into Monday. Could be heavy, and your blizzard conditions are possible again as we head in toward Monday afternoon. You can read more about that right now, WQAD.com. Have a good week. Weekend, stay warm. I'm meteorologist Eric Sorensen.
Currently, we have snow and a temperature of 4 degrees. Winds are out of the south at 5 miles per hour. This weather report on KROS has been brought to you by Midas.
At the Clinton Midas, 1432 Lincoln Way, they take care of everything. A dependable battery is always important, and right now at the Clinton Midas, a $20 rebate on all Interstate batteries through February 28, 2019. They have the Interstate battery for your vehicle at the Clinton Midas. From maintenance to major repairs, you can count on the Clinton Midas, and they will tell you what needs fixing now and what stuff can wait. A $20 rebate offer on Interstate batteries through February 28, 2019 at the Clinton Midas, 1432 Lincoln Way. Trust the Midas touch.
Attention farmers, are you running a little short of feed this winter? PMC Agri Services of Miles and Countryside Feed and Supply of Bellevue remind you that they can help you stretch your hay for winter by bale pouring cornstalk bales. They're also your herd pro dealer for cattle chutes and other cattle products. Stop in or call PMC Agri Services of Miles at 563-682-7776 and Countryside Feed and Supply of Bellevue at 563-872-4270.
It's Men's Day 2019, and again, the studio with us, Rob Cassidy of Paul's. We're talking about all the merchandise, the great variety that you have out there, but sales are also a big part of it.
They are, and we have a couple. In the first quarter, we don't have near as many promotions as we do like in the spring and the Christmas shopping season, but we do have a couple sales coming up in the month of February. And the first one, starting on Saturday, February 9th, will be our semi-annual pet sale. And we started this probably 10, 12 years ago in the month of February, and it's gone so well, we actually added a second one in the month of October. But we'll be promoting a lot of our dog food brands, a lot of dog treats, and pet accessories. So the pet owners out there, watch for our annual pet sale starting on February 9th. And then the following Saturday, February 16th, is probably one of our two or three most popular promotions of the year, and that's our Dollar Day sale. People just eat that up. And we have 8 pages of items, which about 20 items per page, so about 175 items, and almost all of them are at a dollar, and some are like 2 for $1, 3 for $1, and it's a great variety of products throughout the store, and people show up for that one. It's really, really popular.
You're telling me you're getting to that trade show time of year. So what does that mean to Paul's Discount?
Well, you know, trade shows are an integral part of our business. Years and years ago, we used to see a lot of sales rep coming through our doors and selling products. You know, Procter & Gamble would have a salesperson on the road, and Black & Decker would have a salesperson on the road, and Rubbermaid. And nowadays, most of these companies have pulled all their salespeople, you know, off the road, and they've assigned them to key national accounts. So the smaller independents like us don't have the opportunity to have merchandise brought to us. So we have to send our buyers out to meet with these companies at trade shows. And the first one of the season. We're starting to do our buying, believe it or not, for next fall, next Christmas season. So we work 6 to 8 months ahead typically. So in the first quarter of this year, we're buying for the fourth quarter, and then next fall, our buyers will be buying for the spring of the following year. So tomorrow, the Worldwide Distributor Show starts in Reno. Our toy buyer is on a plane as we speak en route. The toy show part opens tomorrow. And then tomorrow, my wife and I and Bonnie Espy, our apparel buyer, are hopping on a plane and heading out to the same trade show, and the clothing part of it will start up on Sunday. Then Don McKinley, my longtime sporting goods manager and also my store manager, will be hopping on a flight to Reno, and the sporting goods part of that show will be starting up. So we'll be out there for about 4 days and looking for a lot of great deals, a lot of new product, hopefully, to bring in and get our customers excited. And that's just the start of things. Home for about 3 days, then back on a plane to Las Vegas for the off-price apparel show. And we buy a lot of clothing at Worldwide, but we're always looking for deals as well. So this off-price apparel show gives us an opportunity to go out and find some manufacturer overruns, some store buybacks of maybe some stores that wanted to dump their merchandise at the end of the season. So a lot of times we can buy product for 20, 30 cents on the dollar and pass those deals on to our customer. So it's always fun to, you know, it's kind of like going to a flea market or garage sale. You never know what you're going to find till you get in there and start working with the vendors. But you can usually, if you stick your nose in there, you can usually turn up a lot of really good buys. So that's always fun. The Orgill Show is down in Orlando the third week of February, and that's a hardware distributor that we work with. And I'll be attending that show. And then we'll wrap up the show season with the Ace Hardware Show. And again, we'll take a team of three buyers out to that one. And we do a lot of housewares through Ace Hardware. We do a lot of lawn and garden, all of our Christmas lighting, Christmas decorations. A lot of those are bought through Ace. And you know, Worldwide, Orgill, and Ace Hardware, they're all buying co-ops. And, you know, if it wasn't for those buying co-ops, it'd be really hard for an independent retailer like us to stay in business. But they allow us to pool our purchasing power with other independent retailers. And so they can go to DeWalt or they can go to Yeti and negotiate really good pricing so we can bring that product into our store and be competitive with the big boxes.
Box stores have struggled, there's no doubt about that, but Paul's continues to do so well. Do you feel it's because of your local ownership, the advantages to, as you pointed out, maybe save the consumers some money with these trade show opportunities?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of a lot of things. Obviously, we've been in the market for 54 years. That's a long time. And, you know, our family's been here. We've supported both personally and corporately the town of Clinton and the surrounding areas. And we've reinvested in our community. Which is, you know, one, this is where we live. We want to live in a community that has a high quality of life. And so we support projects, you know, that come up from time to time. You got to have good service. You got to have a good team of employees, which you've been fortunate to have a lot of great employees through the years. And a lot of those employees are very long tenured. Don McKinley's been there for 44 years. Even someone like Randy Pinnock, who's only been with us 8 years, he's been in the community a really, really long time, and he's really well known. And, you know, you got to stress taking care of the customer, because if you don't take care of the customer, someone else will, and they'll go find someone that'll take care of them. So we try to tell our staff, frontline employees, not just the management team, but frontline employees as well, that, you know, take care of the customer, help them find what they're looking for. And, you know, we do our best at that.
It was last year that you closed the doors in the Iowa City store, not because it wasn't doing well, but because of the lease situation and things along those lines. Do you find yourself now just in one community, a little more of a relaxed person?
It's been a great change for me personally. I feel like I had a store manager partner that helped manage that location for us from the time we bought it in 1981 until 2004 when he retired, Joe Tobin, and he was here at the Clinton store with us for a number of years. And So my dad and I, neither one, spent a whole lot of time out in Iowa City while he was out there. But once he retired, I started spending 2 days a week out there in 2004. I've been doing that for 14 years. So, you know, between doing that and trying to keep the Clint store going, and, you know, fortunately I had, you know, good staff in Clint. I would have never tried to spend 2 days a week in Iowa City had I not had the good team in Clint to look after things on the days that I wasn't there. But, yeah, it's been a great change. Then we became empty nesters this year, too. So between having no kids at home and down the one store, I'm in a much better place in my life. And we're thankful for all the great years we had in Iowa City. It was a great run out there. But, you know, the lease was up, and it just didn't make sense to sign another 10-year lease with the headwinds that exist out in retail today and knowing the impact the Internet's having on retailers, and not just Pulse Discount, but, you know, the big box stores and everybody, really.
Yeah, I know you even got the golf clubs out of retirement. You and your wife went out on a vacation out east, and you had a great time.
We did. I'm looking forward to playing some more golf this year as well. And, you know, it's unfortunately, they sat in the closet a little too long that when they came out, I found my golf clubs, but I didn't find my golf game.
You'll find it. I have confidence in that, no doubt. Now, you, of course, as you pointed out, involved in the community and a graduate of Clinton High School. You were selected to be of those selecting the Hall of Honor, and that's quite an honor to be a part of that group.
Yeah, that was a fun time. And unfortunately, the committee started up about the time I was closing down the Iowa City store, so I missed several of the meetings, but I did get to the important ones at the end where they really started going through all the different nominations, and we received a ton of great nominations, and I think we have an outstanding class going in that first class. And Clint High has always recognized the great athletes that come through the school, and this, I think this was long overdue. Let's recognize not just the people that had success in athletics, but let's recognize those that have gone on and done great things professionally. And so the first class, there's great diversity. We have women, we have men, we have older people, we have younger people, we have people that were in education, people from the military, people in humanitarian work. So that first class is William O'Connor, a great military career. Fred Luthens, a great educator from, I believe, the University of Nebraska. Sandra Fullerton-Jorman, who a great humanitarian work around the world. Kyle Kettleson, a great opera singer that's performed all over the world. And then Krista Voda, who's the voice, female voice of NASCAR. So, very deserving first class. I think the induction will be coming up in April. Encourage the community to get out and support these people. And more than that, I also encourage them to continue to send in nominations, because there's so many people that have graduated and gone through the halls of Clinton High that are deserving to be on that Hall of Honor. So please get out there and think of people that have had success, and please get nominations in. They can send them into the school administration building, and we'll keep those on file for up to 5 years. So it's a great project.
I think something that would be interesting as you talk about these people, and they've gone on outside of the community to do well, but I would imagine there's some people who have stayed in the community who certainly would be considered a candidate.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we saw the nominations first time, and there were like 25 of them, and then it's like, well, geez, I can think of so-and-so and so-and-so, and we didn't get a nomination for them. So I think as this thing will build steam, build momentum, and once you get that first class in, I think it will start getting people's minds working, and they'll be thinking of other people that are deserving.
We got about a minute. You had mentioned you're an empty nester now, so how's the family doing?
Lots of changes this year. We went from having one at home and two in downtown Chicago to none at home. Our youngest, Keegan, is a freshman at the University of Missouri, following in my oldest daughter's footsteps, and also the school that my mom, dad, and brother all got their degrees from. So I think the seventh Cassidy, counting nieces and nephews, they've attended University of Missouri. And then Kristen moved to New York at the end of July, and she is working for CBS Interactive, specifically the Chowhound division, living in Brooklyn. And then Ryan got married on August 4th, so we now have a daughter-in-law in the family, and we love her to death. And he took a job in Boston, and he's chief of st- strategic operations for Shields Healthcare Solutions. So lots of changes, so we have some fun places to visit. I've traveled all over for business and pleasure. I've never been to New York City, so now I have reason to go if I want to see my daughter.
So a daughter in New York City, a son in Boston. I know those two towns really don't like each other all that much. How that's going to play out in the relationship with those two?
Well, you know, at least they're somewhat close to each other, so we can probably see both the kids on the same trip. So that will make it efficient for my wife and I.
There you go. Rob, thank you so much.
Gary, thanks for having me back on this year. It was a lot of fun.